Tamper evidence seals, law enforcement, lots of forms and signatures are all tools used in the secure transport of ballot from precincts to elections offices. Jordan Wilkie reports for WHYY on how votes make it safely from the polling place to the big screen.
Bipartisan teams close up polling places and lock away ballots for transport at the end of the night. In some counties, law enforcement officers help deliver sensitive election materials to the county office. In all, the ballots are sealed in boxes or heavy bags along with data from the voting machines. Stephanie Nogiri, Assistant Director of Elections for Berks County, says every step of the transport is documented.
There's all kinds of different custody sheets, and all that, again, is reconciled in the days after the election.
Elections where law enforcement officials transport the votes from all over a county back to the Central Elections Office. Then, votes are uploaded to the county and state systems, where major news organizations pull the data and report on the results. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
This story is part of an explanatory series focused on Pennsylvania elections, produced collaboratively by WITF's democracy reporter Jordan Wilkie and the Associated Press. And by the way, our special election coverage begins at 8 tonight with Tom McDonald and our reporters fanned out across the tri-state area. Matt Gillum will host WHYY's NPR coverage beginning at 9. A self-governing tent community has sprung up at the site of a former state police barracks in southern Delaware. The tents are arranged as a military encampment where unhoused residents can find shelter and connect with counselors. Mike Agnew is site director for Code Purple and is one of the community's facilitators. He says the village will close at the end of this month as winter approaches and Code Purple's indoor shelters will reopen. Agnew is hoping to restart the village in March to support residents as the warmer weather returns. In sports, Sixers with a heartbreaking 118-116 loss to the Suns, and the Flyers are in Raleigh, North Carolina tonight. This is WHYY.